American businesses are also looking forward to this, as Saman suggested. Iran's an untapped market for them because of the sanctions. But what would this new deal actually allow in terms of trade and economic exchange? What can American companies do in Iran? I put this question to Elizabeth Rosenberg, a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security in Washington.
Well, their opportunity to engage in Iran may be somewhat limited. What Iran definitely wants to do is engage with the broader international community to do deals and have investment flow to Iran. That's not just the United States. In fact, the United States may not even be the primary focus of their potential international cooperation and trade. What the U.S. can do, what U.S. businesses and individuals can do with Iran, is relatively limited under this new deal. In fact, the embargo that prevents U.S. companies and businesses from engaging with Iran is primarily still in place. Commercial aircraft sales are okay, some carpets and pistachios, but other than that, it's quite limited.
Okay, so you mentioned pistachios as one of the things that Iran might sell us, right? If I'm a pistachio farmer in California, should I be worried right now?
I think the thing we should focus on here is that if we're talking about things like pistachios and carpets, then we're really talking about small ball. And U.S. companies will be very limited. People, companies, banks, the like, will be really limited in what they're able to do with Iran. There is one thing I would flag about the potential for U.S. businesses to be involved with Iran. The new deal says that foreign subsidiaries of U.S. parent companies will be given licenses to do business with Iran. That's not U.S. companies specifically, but it's possible that there may be some specific licenses or permissions given by the U.S. government for parent companies in the United States to give some direction for their foreign subs to engage with Iran. There's no guarantee of that, but this is a new area for business with Iran, and this actually rolls back sanctions from this broader embargo.
And so what that likely means is oil, right?
Possibly, although we've seen other instances where the foreign subsidiaries of U.S. oil companies found it difficult to do business relatively autonomously without the direction of their U.S. parent companies. We could think about Exxon in Russia and the partnership it had to walk away from with Rosneft in the Kara Sea because it couldn't get enough direction. It couldn't operate independently enough from its headquarters to make that work.
It's funny you're saying this because the Iranians we've spoken with are all excited because they're waiting to get their Mustangs, to drink their Starbucks, to go to McDonald's. It sounds like it might be some time before American companies and Iran do business together.
I think that's right. There's one important exception, and that's the commercial aircraft area. So it's possible that if Boeing can figure out how to manage its business risk, that it will, in fact, partner with Iranian counterparts and be able to sell its airplanes there because of that specific carve out in the agreement for the sale of commercial aircraft.
There's also talk about oil prices going down, maybe as a result of competition between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Is that likely, do you think?
I think it is quite possible that the oil market will feel the effect of more Iranian crude coming onto the market with a weakening of prices. Under this deal, the implementation day, which could be 4, 6, 8 months into the future, that is when Iran makes good on its nuclear commitments, that's the day on which Iran is suddenly allowed to sell oil out of its floating storage or begin to engage in new transactions with foreign companies. At that point, the market will feel the effect of Iran dumping more crude onto the market, and they're certainly in a direct competition with Saudi Arabia. This helps our summer driving season. This will have the effect of weakening prices.
I want to make sure I understand that, because you're not saying that Iran is going to start selling oil anytime soon. It's just that the kind of the geopolitics of it all drives down the price.
That's right. So eventually, perhaps next summer driving season, there could be a positive effect for U.S. consumers.
Mac computers and Apple iPhones, will they be going to Iran anytime soon?
There are actually some carve-outs, some exceptions in the sanctions that allow for personal communication devices. It's a way that the United States government is trying to indicate that they have support for the Iranian people and that these sanctions are targeted at the regime.
Elizabeth Rosenberg is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security in Washington, D.C. And thanks, Elizabeth, for speaking with us today.
Very glad to do so. Thanks.